A big September Sunday ahead at Croke Park. No, not an All-Ireland final. It's American football. A big game too. The NFL comes to Ireland, the fifth country outside the US to stage a regular season game. Pittsburgh Steelers against the Minnesota Vikings. Tens of thousands of supporters are here or on their way here from the US and further afield. And they've been talking with our reporter, Andrew Louth.
Skol Vikings!
Here we go, Steelers! Here we go!
Whoop, whoop!
You'll hear us!
First announced in February, Dublin's hosting of an NFL game has been 7 months in the making. But why is there such a hype around it? Founder of the podcast Gaelic Gridiron and Steelers fan Jimmy English explains.
This is a full-scale NFL game, full production, that's coming to Ireland, first ever regular season. I think it's just such a huge occasion because, you know, the NFL are all rolling into town, all the fans are coming over. You know, it's not just about the fans in Ireland, it's about the entire production of the NFL coming to Ireland. And because, I suppose, it came to fruition in such a short space of time. I mean, this game, although it was rumoured for, you know, a couple of years now, it was only announced back in February during the Super Bowl. In some ways, it's like a mini Super Bowl that's coming to Ireland.
Vikings and Steelers fans who have arrived in Dublin for the game have been taking it all in.
It's been amazing so far. Everyone's been really kind, and we're trying to get all our touristy stuff in as well as the NFL experiences today. We're going to go do like an all-day tour to the Cliffs of Moher and Galway and all that, and then we're also going to stay in Killarney for a few days.
Well, first of all, the Vikings are coming here, so they gave us an excuse to travel, but also my dad is from County Cork, or his family, I should say, so I just thought, why not?
We've gone to the Barney Stone, the Cliffs yesterday. We have a few city tours planned, but I think I stopped all my tours to be here around the football environment.
Well, it's getting better and better with more and more Steeler fans that are showing up. We got in on Tuesday and there weren't as many, but the more that show up, the more it's becoming like a Steeler home game.
The NFL has also set up a pop-up shop on St. Stephen's Green, and there's a separate one for Pittsburgh Steelers merch on Clarendon Street. Store manager Martin Barnett.
Everyone's excited for the game. We've had people from all teams come in, whether they're neither a Vikings fan or a Steelers fan, they're just here to watch the game. So everyone's excited for the first game in Dublin, in Ireland. So hopefully they'll turn this into a yearly event.
With stars such as Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson in town, there is plenty on show. But what is the one thing that Jimmy English believes fans should look forward to?
When they hopefully play Renegades, it's their pump-up song. It's if the defense isn't playing great or if they're down late in the game, the screens will black out in the stadium and the opening kind of strains of Renegade will play. And you'll just see that the Steelers fans losing their minds. And I mean, I've experienced that in Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. And it was like, I still get shivers when I remember it. So I think to get to hear that played in Croke Park, it's going to be incredible.
That's Renegade by Styx, ending that report by Andrew Louth. Andrew was reporting earlier on the excitement of Americans who've travelled to Dublin this week for Sunday's big American football game at Croke Park on Sunday. Pittsburgh Steelers against the Minnesota Vikings in the NFL, the fifth country outside the US to host a regular season game. Not everyone is happy. Protests are expected. Former Dublin footballer and Irish Support for Palestine campaign group member Michael Dara McCauley is with us. Morning, Michael.
Hi, Gavin. How's things?
Thanks for taking our call today. What does it mean to you as a former player to see the NFL staging a game at Croke Park in September?
Yeah, like, look, from my point of view, I'm disappointed about it. I think it's very easy for us to look at the NFL and all the pomp and ceremony that comes with it. Nobody does it like the Americans, but like also nobody does killing and colonialism like them either. And I think there's, like, in this time, in what we're witnessing in this kind of period of history, I think it's really, really important to kind of take a look at who we're getting into bed with. And I think I think in my opinion, it's fair to say that the NFL is inextricably linked with the American military at the moment. And and between what has happened with the occupation of Palestine, that is inextricably linked with America and the arming of Israel. So I think that it's too close for me, to be honest with you, to look at what's happening at the moment.
But it's the NFL, Michael. It's a football game. It's not the U.S. government, the Trump administration, or even the U.S. military that we're hosting, is it?
Is a good question. Look, I think if you look at the owners, there's 32 owners, there's 31 of them are white Americans. They're 9-1 overwhelmingly Republican, and they fund the Trump administration. They're a huge part of that. I think from like not even from a passive point of view, but like I suppose the owners of the Vikings, Mark Wolf is the chairman of the Jewish Agency for Israel. He is like actively pushing settlements, which is displacing Palestinians and doing their best to make sure that there's never going to be a Palestinian state. So they're not passive players in this. They're active players who are pushing this agency. I think look, I think the GAA.
Yes, but the owner of the Steelers, Michael, has been a fundraiser, has given a lot of money to Ireland over the years to peace funds.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And we have to ask ourselves, where is that the money that we want to be taken at times? Look, I think the GAA is one of the best organizations in the world. I can hear Des there beside you, and he will definitely agree with me on that. And I think if we... But we're so proud of our amateur status and giving into the grassroots of the organization. And I think that is just something that the NFL... just can't look themselves in the same mirror and say that they do correctly. I suppose, like, if you look at the code of ethics of the GAA website, like, the first thing that it says is that the GAA aims to ensure all people get the same ability regardless of gender, race, religion, and the opportunity to participate. And I suppose the NFL over the years, with like saga after saga, particularly with the Colin Kaepernick debacle which happened in 2016, have treated their players disgracefully, and I suppose it's something that is just I suppose when I see the whole NFL machine rolling into town, like, it is an act of soft power around the world in terms of what they're trying to do in terms of their funding of the Israeli military at the moment, and it's just something that I'm not comfortable with.
Are you going to protest?
There's a protest happening outside, and I'll be a part of it, Jep.
Do you know if people are going to be allowed to bring Palestinian flags into the ground?
I haven't heard that, but I guarantee you there will be. So I definitely know that for a fact. But yeah, look, I suppose that's... look, the Americans would be happy if there wasn't a Palestinian state. They definitely prefer not to have flags inside Crow Park, I'm sure. But I think the Irish people have spoken overwhelmingly about where they stand on this issue. And I think
how is the level of welcome, Michael, of endorsement of the US, even if it's military, associated with this game, as you contend, any different to that afforded to the US Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden 2 years ago, especially after what had happened in Afghanistan?
Yeah, look, and I think that, like, and look, and Obama was in town yesterday as well. And
awarded the Freedom of Dublin, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's these are all questions that we need to ask ourselves. Is this the right thing for us to be doing? I think from a sports point of view, like I'm not trying to. If people want to go to the game, go to the game, enjoy the game. I'm just saying, I suppose, I think it's important for us to kind of go into the game with our eyes open in terms of what this is. And I suppose, like, the next time that they have always linked in times of war, in 2003, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, it has always come back to the NFL, and they've always have their salute to service days, their military flyovers. This has all been linked into the game, okay. And it's all been linked into this nationalism. That it's an okay thing to do. It's the morally correct thing to do to play football on a Sunday and go to war on a Monday. And I think it's these lacks of soft power all around the world, which they're trying to enact. And I think it's a dangerous territory.
Michael Darren-McCauley, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. 7:47.